Testing. You know what makes a difference when Jesus is in the house? You know what made a difference at the wedding in Cana? Yeah, that one. Jesus was in the house. You know what made a difference when those four men tore through the roof to take their lame friend? Jesus was in the house. You know, I can feel him here tonight. I've been in some churches, I had to look for him, you know. I wasn't sure if he was here, but I can feel him tonight. One of my favorite hymns is, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." It says, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord." When I was 8 years old, I faced a battle of depression. And I remember sitting on my mother's knees, and my dad led me through the sinner's prayer. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to trust his cleansing blood. Just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and joy and rest and peace. And you know, since then, I haven't always understood why I face the battle, why I go through the storm. I don't always understand the doctor's report or that situation on the job or why my friends face the things they do. But I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. I'm so glad I can trust Jesus. Y'all worship with me. Sing along if you know it. God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly, and he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. And if he's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. Oh, that I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him. Oh, I can trust Jesus, and I can trust Jesus. For he never once has failed to meet my need. Aren't you thankful? He is my strong tower, my strength in my weakest hour. Oh, and I can trust Jesus, for he takes care of me. Well, now I have prayed some prayers I felt they never were heard, but I held to God's hand. I kept right on trusting in his word. My wants and God's desires, they don't always agree. But I lean on his will,
yes.
For he always knows what's best for me. Oh, and I can trust Jesus. Yes, I can. I can trust Jesus, and he never once has failed to meet my need. For he is my strong tower, my strength in my weakest hour.
trust Jesus, He takes care of me. Oh, and I can trust Jesus.
Aren't you glad?
I can trust Jesus, for He never once has failed to meet my need. Oh, and He is my strong tie, the strength in my weakest time. I can trust Jesus, He takes care of me.
You see, I have prayed some prayers, I felt they never were heard. But I held to God's hand, I kept right on trusting in His word. My wants and God's desires, they don't always agree. That's when I lean on His will, for He always knows what's best for me. I'm glad I can trust Jesus,
no matter what. I can trust Jesus, and He never once has failed to meet my need. Oh, and He is my strong tie, the strength in my weakest hour. Oh, and I can trust Jesus, for He takes care of me. Oh, He is my strong tie, the strength in my weakest hour. And I can trust Jesus, for He takes care of me.
Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. I said, aren't you thankful that God knows? Hallelujah. Thank you. It's often our custom in Pentecostal churches to take unspoken requests. We often do that. And, you know, those are some things that are on our heart that we can't share. They're not public. They're so sometimes so deep and so personal that we can't even share them with even our best friend or even our friends, our church people. But I'm so thankful we have one that we can call upon in the midnight hour, one who knows what we're going through, one who sees what we're going through and knows where we're at. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Glory to God. I want say before we get started, thank you for the reception. We're overwhelmed with your gratitude and your giving. We're just so thankful. As we were driving back to the house, Amy leaned over and said, "They love you here, don't they?" And I said, "Yeah, they do. They do." And I love you, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you, and thankful for what God is doing, seeing some new faces, some new people that God is bringing in. I'm so thankful the church is still alive, the church is still growing and moving forward, and I'm thankful for what God is doing. Amen. Pray for us, if you would. Next month, December 10th, we will, Amy and I, we'll be flying to Papua New Guinea. We're going to be spending some time there at a youth camp ministering. So pray for us. It's a long way. It'll be summertime there in December, so it's all the way on the other side of the world. So pray for us, safe traveling, and God would use us and anoint us and help us to minister there. So keep that in your prayers. We're thankful for what God is doing. God is helping us, and we're thankful. I'm thankful for my wife God has blessed me with. I'm thankful for what He's doing. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. Thank you for the water. John chapter number 13. Amen. John chapter number 13. I want to preach something a little bit different for a Sunday night. Usually Sunday nights are evangelistic. Usually they're more centered towards that way. But tonight I felt on my heart to preach this to you tonight. John chapter 13, if you have it, stand with me for the reading of the word. Just one verse. One verse. John chapter 13, verse number 30. The word of God says this. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. So short, let's read it again. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Oh God, we thank You for Your word. It's from everlasting to everlasting. God, we thank You. God, it's inspired to speak to us. Though it's written thousands of years ago, it's still relevant to our lives this very night. God, and I pray as You've laid this on my heart and pressed upon me to speak this tonight, God, You'd anoint me. God, it's not by might nor by power, but by Thy Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And tonight, God, You'd move and speak to Your people, God. We're believing You to move for Your glory. God, it's not about the songs, it's not about the preaching, it's not about any of these things, it's about Your presence moving in our lives. And God, I pray You'd help us to be vessels open to receive what You'd say to us tonight. Move in these altars, we'll not fail to thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Amen. Thank you. I want to preach to you for a few minutes, the Lord being my helper. I've been bribed to keep it short. So the Lord being my helper, a few minutes I want to preach to you on when it's night. When it's night. Usually I like to preach to textual sermons, but this is more of a topical sermon. I'm going to take this text here, this last part of the text that says, and he immediately out, and it was night. It was night. I want to preach to y'all for a few minutes on when it's night. You know, have you ever noticed that how when it's dark and when it's night, things change? You ever noticed that before? I mean, places change, sounds change, you know, things sound different. I've been out in the woods different times, and in the night, you know, you hear these different things, and I mean, it's scarier, you know, when it's night, or when you've been in a familiar setting, even like a church. You ever been in a church when it's night and dark? You know, those are scary places. I remember as a little kid, we had a basement in the church that we went to there, and that place was haunted. It was scary. They had pictures of old saints that were like passed on, and it was haunted, and I hated going down there. And whenever I got in trouble, guess where I went? Down to the basement. And it was scary. I hated that place. And so when it's night, when it's dark, things change. Our surroundings become different. And your mind begins to run wild with thoughts of, well, what was that? Or what's going on here? And even though, and especially with men, we like to act like, you know, we're not afraid of the dark. There is an element of fear of the unknown, not sure what is out there. You know, you hear a sound in the middle of the night when a bang or a boom or something like that, it immediately catches you. And fear begins to rise up in you and not knowing what it is. And so tonight I want to preach to you from this text on when it's night. When it's night. Here in our text, the Bible tells us specifically, it says it's night. And I believe that the Bible is inspired word of God. And John here, the author, wants us to realize the setting that the scripture is taking place in. He wants us to understand that this was night when this is taking place. This wasn't any other time. It wasn't the day or at high noon. This was night. It was a night time. And all of us, we go through times of seasons of night. It feels dark in our soul. It feels dark. It feels like the light is no longer there. We can't feel the light. And that's where Judas was here tonight, and he felt the night. And it was night. And I want to preach to you for just a few minutes on some things to do when you're in the night. Things to do. First thing I want you to notice is that when it's night, don't forget to call out to God. When it's night, when you're in a season of darkness, when you're in a time where you feel darkness and you feel that the darkness closing in around you, don't forget to call out to God. Now I'm using this figuratively. I'm not talking about a night like tonight where the sun has gone down, but I'm talking about a season of spiritual night, a time where in your soul maybe it's dark. It can be sunny and 100 degrees like it is in Texas outside, but still in your soul you feel like it's night. You feel darkness around you. And when it's that season of time in your life, when you go through that, don't forget to call out to God. Because there's times when we go through those things and sometimes we try to solve the situation in our own reasoning, in our own ability. But I want you to know tonight, call out to God. If you're in that night season, you're in a season of darkness, a time of night, don't forget to call out to God. Because God hears you in those night seasons, in those times of darkness, and times of depression and worry and doubt. God, an almighty God, can hear you and knows exactly what you're going through. There's storm and disciples were on. You remember the story, right? The storm. They're in there and the Bible says it happened at the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch. You know, we see paintings of that, and it's in the day, and you know, you think of it in the day, but it was in the night when that took place. And they're there, and God told her, Jesus told him, he said, I want you to go to the other side. So they were doing what they were told to do, and still in the storm. You know, sometimes a storm isn't because you were doing anything wrong. Sometimes we're in a storm and people will say, well, they must be doing something wrong and they must be in sin. But sometimes storms just happen. Sometimes we go through storms even though we're doing all we know to do. We're serving the Lord with all our heart. Sometimes, saints, we just go through times of storm and they were doing all they could, but they were still in the storm. They were fearful. They were afraid. They were in this storm, in this Christian journey, there are going to be times of storm. We faced them. If you've been a Christian, you've been alive any time at all, you've been through some of these times. And if we're not careful, in those seasons, we'll forget to call out upon the Lord. We'll forget to call out to the Lord. This season of night is unavoidable. It's unavoidable. Man, wouldn't it be nice if we could avoid the night seasons? Wouldn't it be nice if it was just sunny and no clouds in the sky and it was beautiful all the time in our life? But that's not the way it works. It's life, right? And sometimes, saying maybe this is just for one person, but God placed this on my heart. Sometimes we go through seasons of night. And it don't matter how spiritual you are. It doesn't matter how much you've obtained spiritually. Those things don't. Sometimes you just go through night seasons. And when you do, don't forget to call out unto God. Don't forget to say, God, I need your help. I need your grace. I need your help, Lord. Hallelujah. This storm came upon them when they were doing what they were told to do. And it started out calm, right? Started out good, and all of a sudden, the storm hit. And in this storm, the Bible says that the Greek there implies that this winds were coming from all directions. You ever been in a storm before? And I ain't no sailor, but I've been told that when you're going to storm, you're supposed to go into the storm. You're supposed to get into the storm so that you can pass through it. But what do you do when the storm's coming from every angle? What do you do, Brother Lee, when the winds are coming from every direction? Where do you go? Where do you turn to? How do you get out of a storm that's coming from every direction? I'd say the answer is God. I'd say the answer is the one who had sent you, the one who told you, someone who saved you, the one who's called you. I'd say, look to him. And so there they are. They're professional fishermen. This is what they do for a living. And they're in this storm, this time of night, darkness. And the Bible says they were exceedingly fearful. I mean, you can see these fishermen there. I mean, I can just hear old Peter screaming at the top of his lungs, can't you? John, you know, he's probably, you know, hiding in the corner trying to, you know, get out of the storm. There they are in the storm. And it was night. It was dark. They felt alone. The master had left them. But I want you to know, I want to remind you that Jesus was watching them. Jesus was on the mountain, and from His perspective, He could see what they were going through. From the mountain that He had went to pray, He knew what they were going through. And sometimes in the middle of our storm, in the middle of the whirlwind that's coming all around us, sometimes we forget that Christ is above, and He sits on the throne, and He's ever living to make intercession for us, and He knows what you're going through, and He sees where you're at. And like Peter, you need to cry out to God. Peter said, Lord, save us. Lord, save me. And I want you to know tonight, if you'll call out to God in the midst of your night season, oh, if you would call out to God, God will help you. God will move on your behalf in the night season. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. Don't forget, when you go through those times, maybe you're here tonight and you're going through one of those times tonight. You're in a night season. You feel like it's been a long time since you've seen the light of day. And you're here tonight, and you've been going through the night so long you've forgotten what the sun even looks like. I want you to know tonight that if you call out to God, God hears you, and God knows what you're going through, and He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't cast you aside. He still loves you and still knows where you're at. Why don't you call out to Him right now? Why don't we call out to Him across the building? Oh, God. Oh, right where we're at. Lord, you see, you know what it is that I'm facing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it's night, don't forget to call out to the Lord. When it's night, don't forget to hold on to what God has told you in the light. What God has told you in the light, don't forget to hold on to that in those night seasons. In those times where you're going through struggles and through heartache and times of a night season, don't forget what God has told you in the light. What has God told you? What has God promised to you? What has God told you that in the Word and it was spoken to your heart through prayer? What has He told you? Hang on to that thing that God has promised you. Hang on to that truth that God has placed in your heart. I want you to know now, when you go through those night seasons, don't forget what God has told you in the light. In Acts chapter 27, we read the story of Paul, and he's in the ship, and the storm has come, right? And they're there, and Paul had tried to tell them, you know, don't sail now. Now's not the good time. Don't do it now. But they didn't listen to the man of God. Oh, boy, that was time to shout there, brother. They didn't listen to the man of God, and they went ahead and they went on and sailed, and then they got in trouble, and the storm began to move, and the storm began to blow. And the Bible says that for there stood by me an angel this night, an angel of God. Paul had been in the belly of the ship, and he had been praying and seeking God's face, and in that night season, God had promised him some things. God had told Paul, you're going to stand at Rome and you're going to testify of me. God had told Paul what he was going to do. And even though the storm was raging all around him, God had promised Paul that he was going to stand there. What has God promised to you? Has God promised that loved one that you've been praying for, they'd be saved? Has God promised you? Hey, He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. Hey, hasn't He promised you that? It's in the Word of God. He promised that He'd be an ever-present help in time of trouble. Whatever God has promised you, hang on to that in the darkness, in the night season. Hang on to that. I know this is different tonight, not normal for a sermon on a Sunday night, but I felt impressed in my heart to preach. Maybe it's just a few, but you're in a season of darkness, a season of night, and maybe nobody knows about it. But God wants to help you here tonight. God wants to move in your soul and bring a ray of light again and hope that God can help you through this time of nightness. The reason that Paul was in that storm there, it wasn't his fault. It was the mistake of others. And God had told Paul to go to Rome. And God's strength is perfect in your weakness. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're facing, God is able to move. When it's night, don't forget to call out to God. When it's night, don't forget to hold on to what God has told you in the light. Lastly tonight, when it's night, don't forget that morning will come again. I said morning will come again. Psalm 30 said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That word endure there, it means to lodge or to stay over, like you would at a hotel or something. It's not your home. It's not where you stay at every night. It's just a temporary spot in the road. You're gonna stay there for just a night. It's just gonna endure for a night. It's just gonna be a stay over. But it won't be for always. There's gonna be a time when the light, the ray of hope is gonna come again. And I want you to know tonight that God is able to help you. I want you to know tonight that the morning will come again in those night seasons. When the sun sets and the darkness takes over the sky, about 8 or 9 hours later, what happens? The sun comes up again. It's been doing that since creation, right? Every single day. And those 8 or 9 hours, they tell me that the darkest time is right before the dawn. And you may be going through that darkest time of all. You've been through dark seasons before, but it feels like the darkest time of all. Tonight, I want you to know that the morning will come again. Joy will come again in your heart and life, and God will move in your heart. Say, Brother Tim, all I see right now, the only light I see is a train coming out my way. Brother Tim, tonight the only thing, the light I see, it just looks like a car coming at me, you know. I'm not seeing much ray of hope. I want you to know tonight that God knows where you're at. Brother Josh, God knows. I said, God knows where you're at. And I don't know. Pastor may not know. Your wife, husband may not even know. But God knows that you're in this night season, and God's able to help you, brother. I said, brother, God's able to help you. Sister, you get a hold of this. God is able to help you and move in your mind. I don't know. I haven't been around. I don't know what the situations you're facing. I don't know the problems that are on your heart. But I want you to know there's a God in heaven who wants you to know tonight that when you're in this night season, look to Him. When you're in this night season, remember the light that you had before. And when you're in this night season, remember the morning. It'll come again. It'll come again. The blessedness of the morning. You know, God can bring some good things out of your season of night. It was in the night season when Jacob got victory there. You remember that? He was struggling with the angel. And that was at night when he was struggling and he was facing he was torn within himself. And he was struggling with what to do with his brother Esau getting ready to attack him and to kill him. And it was in this night. It was night when he faced that battle. But God, through that night season, gave him victory, changed who he was. He was no longer Jacob, but he was Israel, because God had changed him through that night season. The plague of the death angel was at night. And that was the time that the great trouble and a great terror to the Egyptians. But it was through that they were made free. It was through that night season that the Israelites were made free. It was Nicodemus that he came to Jesus and had an encounter with God at night. And through your night season, God can help you through your night season. And the best thing of all is that there's going to be a day. I said there's going to be a day when there's going to be no more night. Revelation tells us, and there will be no more night. I'm so thankful that when we go through times of night here, and it's unavoidable. You can't get around those seasons of night. But there's coming a day, church. There's coming a time when we're gonna be out of here, and the church is gonna leave this place without saying goodbye, and we're gonna go home, and there will be no more night there. Sister Amy, you come. God impressed upon my heart tonight. This is a sermon that is probably specific to a few, and others don't need it now, but you will. I said you will. There's going to come a time in your life when you're going to go through those night seasons. And don't forget to call out to God. Your friends can help you so much, family can help you so much, but call out to God. There's going to be a time when you go through that night season, and don't forget what God has told you while you were in the light. When you were in times of spiritual high, what has God spoken to you? When you're in that night, remember, there's coming a morning time. It won't last for always.
God is able to help you. Tonight I want to do something a little bit different in this altar maybe. We'd all stand. I'd love for you to gather with your family if you would. The enemy is attacking our families. He's attacking us and facing night seasons in our families. And so if you would, gather with your family. Find them wherever they may be and gather with them. And I want you to pray with your family. Pray for your family here in this altar. If you don't, you come. If you don't have family here tonight, join us. We're the family of God. Join us together here. But if you can, if you're able to come to this altar, I'd like you to come and gather. Gather with your parents, your family, your husband and wife. I want you to gather. Come here at this altar if you would. I want you to call out to the Lord. Because we can make it together. I said we can make it together. The enemy would love to isolate us. The enemy would love to get us off in a corner by ourselves. But by the help of God and through God's grace, we can make it through these night seasons. Oh, when you get around your family and you're here, begin to call out with the Lord. Begin to call out to the Lord and ask Him to help you as a family. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help Union Road, Lord. Oh, God, touch our families. Oh, God, touch our hearts. Oh, God, as we face this life together, God, bind us together, God, as a church. Oh, God, as a body of believers, God. Oh, you know what each of us are facing, God. Oh, pray with your family. Oh, God, you know what we're facing. Oh, all that would come, come. Oh, God, you know what we're facing. And we're looking to you.